I've mentioned previously that the Mishnah and the Gemara at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah make it clear that the Tkiat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah should be Al Seder HaBrachot, should be in combination with the Musaf Amida, blowing the Shofar after Malchiot, after Zichronot, and after Shofrot. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Kuf Tzadik Bet Seif Aleph tells us that Machazeh Shliach Tzibur HaTfilah, that after the private Amida in Musaf, the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, repeats the Amida as always, but talking Al Seder HaBrachot. And we have Tkiat Shofar together with the Brachot of the Amida. This is also how the Rambam paskens in Hilchot Shofar. And there's no mention whatsoever of blowing the Shofar during the Tefillat Lachash, during the private Amida. And this is indeed the opinion of most Rishonim, is that we don't blow the Shofar during the private Amida on Rosh Hashanah, only in the repetition of the Amida. However, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, they both say, Diyesh Mekomot, there are some places where the minhag is to blow shofar during the Tefillat Lachash, during the private Amida. But Ein Lin Hon Kein Lechatchila, one shouldn't do so initially, meaning that if you don't have such a minhag, then don't introduce it. If that's the minhag of the place, then you don't need to stop the minhag, but it's certainly not something worth instituting. However, even though most Rishonim say not to blow or shofar during the Tefillat Lachash, or don't indicate in any way that we do, there is a minority opinion, the opinion of the Aruch and one or two other Rishonim. This opinion is brought by the Tosfot in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, that you do blow during the repetition, during the private Amida. And why is that? That's because the Mishnah and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah say that the Tkiot Al Seder HaBrachot, and doesn't discuss whether it's private Amida or public Amida. So therefore, the assumption is that it should be done during the private Amida as well. As I say, most Rishonim don't paskin that way, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that way either. But this is the view of the Aruch. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and also Rav Soloveitchik himself, they were of the opinion that the sheet of the Aruch is correct because of exactly the point that that I made. But they both held that in a large shul, one shouldn't blow in the Tefillat Lachash for practical reasons, because people won't know when to pause in the Amidah, and there'll be confusion, etc., etc. But in a small minyan, where it's easy to keep things under control, as it were, and that everybody should know what to do, they held that one should blow in the Tefillat Lachash. Interestingly, there's a note in the Masoret HaRav Machzor where it says, to further eliminate confusion, the Rav recited his own Silent Amidah with his voice slightly raised, and that way everybody know where he's up to and when they're going to blow Shofar. I'm not sure that would necessarily eliminate confusion. Having somebody davening out loud a bit while you're trying to say your own private Amidah might possibly have increased confusion. But certainly to make sure that everybody knew what was going on, that was the Rav's practice, apparently. Minhag of the Chasidim and the Mekubalim is also to blow in the Tefillat Lachash. This was the practice, apparently, of the Arizal. Rav Yitzchak Yosef in Yalkut Yosef, he says that even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say to blow during the Tefillat Lachash, it's correct and good that one should follow the view of the Mekubalim and the Arizal. As if there's a place where they don't blow, and that's their established minhag, and it's going to cause machloket to change the minhag, then to leave it as be. But interestingly, even though the Mechaber did not blow in the Tefillat Lachash nor the Rambam, he does think that if it's possible to get convince everybody to change the minhag, then that would be a good thing to do. In any event, certainly amongst the normative Ashkenazi congregations, minhag is not to blow during the Tefillat Lachash, and that's certainly not something that we're going to change in our shul. Ad kan.